JD's Heroes.
It's time for another JD's Heroes. And this week, we've got daughter nominating mum. The daughter is Rebecca, who lives in Earl Shilton. Busy at work this morning, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
What do you do?
I'm an administrator in the MI production team.
Now, the reason we're speaking to you this morning is you've nominated good old mum for JD's Heroes. Now,
anybody
could nominate their mum because they give birth to us and they're amazing. They put up with us when we're kids and we play up and we ask for money and we need mum and dad's taxes. But your mum is a really, really special lady who's gone through quite a lot. Tell us why your mum deserves this JD Heroes nomination.
Okay, back when I think she was 38, my dad used to work away abroad. So my mum hadn't been feeling well and been having tests at the hospital. Now, all I remember when I was about 15, 14, was coming home from work, the doctor being at the door saying, here's a letter, you need to pass it to your mum, she needs to go to the hospital straight away. So me, being a young kid, panicked. Oh my God, rang my mum at work, you've got to go straight to hospital. And they told her that night she'd actually got cancer, and it's called multiple myeloma. It's cancer of the bone marrow, but it's incurable. They can treat it, but it's something that's going to keep coming back, and, you know, it's how long her body's going to keep taking all this treatment all the time.
Yeah.
She had loads of chemotherapy, and she went back to see if the treatment had worked, and unfortunately, it hadn't worked. So, obviously, at the time, my mum thought, oh my God, that's it.
Because that's the worst, isn't it, as well? I mean, I've had members of family that have had to go through chemotherapy, and that they really deteriorate as a person, don't they?
Exactly, and it was just horrendous. What they did then was they gave her 3 more months really intensive chemotherapy and all her hair fell out. She had a stem cell transplant and she was really extremely poorly for a long time. Luckily, she went into remission. She was in remission for a good 9 years.
Wow.
And she was feeling she'd been really well, and then last year in February she had a blow that it was coming back. This time she's having chemotherapy, just having it once a week. It's new chemotherapy drug they've gave her. It's like just a big, massive dose.
And how's she coping with that? Is it better for her than the first time round?
No, I think she's not coping as well as last time. And that sounds awful because she was in hospital, but I think she had time to think about it this time. And she's just so tired and fed up. And I know there's times that she's just felt like saying, you know what, I don't want to do it anymore. And it's really upsetting to think that she feels like that. But I'm just so proud of her that she keeps going on. And I mean, I've got a little boy and she dotes on him. It's her first ever grandchild, and she loves having him, and she still will have him for us, even though she's absolutely cream crackered, bless her.
It's the fact that you went through so long and your mum had recovered and gone through the highs of being told that it's all calm and she's going to be okay, and, you know, 7 to 9 years of that. And then it just is another pound in the face when it comes back, isn't it?
It is. You just don't think that you can have so much happen. And I mean, I always think there is someone else worse off than you. And I suppose that's what keeps you going sometimes. There is somebody else that's probably going through worse. Mm. Doing a massive charity day for her on Sunday. So far, we've raised nearly £2,000. There's going to be some head shaving. It's going to be a charity football match. And there's a few people having their head shaved. So my brother's having his done. My partner Ray's having his done. And my grandma, my mum's mum, who's 68, she's having all her hair shaved off.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be at the Stonycroft Sports and Social Club in Earl Shilton on New Street.
So I think it's about time that we rung mum and give her a little surprise and try and put a little smile on her face.
Yes, definitely. I'm hoping she'll be really pleased. Probably be a bit embarrassed that I've got on the radio, but I'm sure she'll be fine.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, you stay there. We'll call mum at home this morning. Hope we don't interrupt her breakfast. And let her know that you've nominated her and give her a little surprise, all right?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, is this Mrs. Brown?
It is.
Hello, Mrs. Brown. My name's JD from the JD Show on Free Radio. You're live on the radio at the moment.
Oh, good grief.
Can I call you Stella?
You can, yeah.
How's your morning so far?
Slow.
Now, do you know a certain Rebecca Brown?
I do, yeah. She's my daughter.
What kind of daughter is she? Is she trouble, a handful, nightmare?
No, she's wonderful. She's lovely.
Are you sure? I mean, you
I
can
am,
tell
yeah.
me.
No, she's wonderful.
Oh, the reason I asked Stella is because actually she joins me on the other line. Morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Mum.
Hi, babe.
Do you know what's going on, Stella?
No, I have no idea.
Now, we do a thing on the JD Show called JD's Heroes. People nominate those people that they think are amazing in their life. And you've been nominated by your daughter, Rebecca.
Good grief.
I just think over the past so many years since you first found out about your cancer, you've just been absolutely brilliant. No matter what you've gone through, you've still been mine and Josh's mum. You're the most amazing woman I've ever met in my whole life that can keep it all together and be there for us, even though you're struggling yourself. It's just, it feels like the last 10 years or so of heartache, everything keeps happening. Your cancer's come back and you're just doing so well, and I just wanted to know how proud I am of you and that you're my mum.
Oh, thank you, babe.
From your point of view, Stella, tell us what it's been like.
Yes, it was devastating to be diagnosed with a cancer at 38 when you've got two teenage children, but I got through it.